The idea for the ordinance was pretty straightforward. Charge Sitkins a flat fee for single-use bags. 15 cents for plastic bags and 10 cents per paper bag at checkout. The money collected would go into the general fund. The ordinance passed muster with the Sitka Assembly 2 weeks ago on first reading, but this time around, the winds had changed. Assemblymember Kevin Knox made a motion to indefinitely postpone the ordinance, and that was unanimously approved by the Assembly by a vote of 6-0. Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis was absent. So what changed in the last 2 weeks? As the Assembly explains it, their inboxes and phone lines were flooded by Sitkins who opposed the legislation as written. Some came to the meeting in person to say so, like Dave Lamb.
It's a poorly conceived ordinance. This should be killed.
Comments like that gave even the ordinance's sponsors pause. Here's Kevin Knox, Richard Ween, and Bob Petruski.
You always think that you might be able to gauge the amount of correspondence we might get on any one particular issue. This one I was way off on.
I was thinking, well, 15 cents a bag, well, that may not be so bad. But as it turns out, people thought it was very bad.
This is not the correct bill for Sitka. We can do better.
All on the Assembly supported plastics reduction in Sitka in some fashion, recognizing the disastrous impact plastic pollution has on the marine environment. But Assemblymember Ben Miyasato worried about how a fee would further harm the lowest income Sitkins.
15 cents doesn't sound like a whole lot to some of you. But to others, that's the difference between whether or not they're going to be able to get more food or starve.
And Mayor Matthew Hunter worried about the accounting work a fee creates for small businesses. Other communities in Alaska, including Anchorage and many villages in western Alaska, are banning plastics altogether. Several in the Assembly wondered aloud if Sitka should follow suit, pursuing a plastics ban instead of a plastics fee. Supporters of plastics legislation, like Chola Mall and Naomi Bergman, implored the Assembly to do something, and do it soon.
Palmer is starting on this road. Kodiak. So we're not breaking trail here. We're coming up behind, and this is our subsistence foods.
You know, I just want something to be done where I'm not paddleboarding out of Herring Cove and I turn the corner and there's a plastic bag sticking in the branches.
But with the Assembly's postponement, nothing about plastics will change anytime soon. The postponement kills the ordinance. But the spirit of the idea was still alive at the table. Assembly members said they hoped the legislation could be recrafted, made more palpable to a greater number of Sitkins, and brought forward again at a future date. Mayor Matthew Hunter asked for a commitment from Knox and Ween to develop a new version of the legislation within the next year. They verbally agreed. Here's Knox.
I'm encouraged to hear that, Dr. Ween, you're willing to continue to work on it, and I will work on it with you as well.
The citizens group, Bags for Change, has been marshaling support for plastic bag reduction for over a year, handing out reusable bags and coordinating with local businesses. After the Assembly's decision to postpone, I called organizer Michelle Putz. She said her disappointment has a silver lining.
Sad that it hasn't moved forward, but in a way, by it not moving forward, people are learning and maybe even changing what they're doing because of it.
Meaning a change in plastic use behavior. Moving forward, Putz said she would support the Assembly in any plastics legislation they introduce.
I think we'd be happy to see a plastic bag ban in Sitka, and perhaps it's going to probably also have to include a fee on paper. But being that people were really concerned about the city collecting that, I'd be happy to see that go to the businesses to offset the cost.
But a recrafted ordinance would depend on the will of the future Assembly. Two seats are up for election this year, and Sitka will have a new mayor. the current assembly will meet for a final time on Thursday at 6 p.m. to review a letter of intent that will drive negotiations with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium over Sitka Community Hospital. They'll also vote on whether or not to hire outside legal counsel for those negotiations. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.